So if you have to be evil to get rich in this system, you're better off poor. Let me say it again. If you have to be evil to get ahead in the system, you're better off poor. It's all about the heart. God is doing a work in your heart. Plato land, the clay, the dirt. If you go out into the front yard and you take a piece of clay and you make a bowl, it carries water, right? And so your body is carrying water around. You're just carrying water. You're going about your business and you're a clay vessel just carrying water. And so as a clay creature, what is the real deal? Is it improving the clay? Why would they want to live forever? See, they know that their clay vessels are going back to the grave. They know that. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to build a computer system. They really have been told this by the demons, that they can upload their consciousness to the computer and to the robots. So they're trying to make robots and computers, and they're lying there by the... And they're going to eventually... I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't happen in the next few years, where they're saying, oh, we're uploading consciousness to a bio bot. And I wouldn't be surprised if the aliens that they're showing are just bio creatures, you know. Not really humans or conscious, but I'm sure they already have bio robots. They're always 100 years ahead, right? So these bio bots are probably trying to warn everybody what's coming, and so the military is trying to stop them from warning everybody. These robots, that's probably what's happening. The UFO alien thing is probably man-made robots. You know the military is way ahead. If somebody invented, whether it's Google or Elon Musk or whoever, somebody invented the AI program that feels like you're talking to a human, you know that the military is way ahead of that, you know? You know how much research and how much money is involved and something like that? It has to. Why would they borrow? I mean, why would they print all that money recently? Evidently, they're in a race, a biological robot race. And they really believe that they can upload their consciousness. There's a hidden agenda. There's a hidden agenda. I really believe this. I believe what we're seeing is they're creating so much drama to distract you from just sitting down and thinking about it. These bio robots might have ended up deciding to be rogue, and they've taken over, and they had to use a bio robot to run these UFOs because the G-force would kill a human. So I bet these bio robots are flying the UFOs, and they're trying to warn people, and the governments of the world are trying to shoot them down so they don't warn everybody about what's coming. It's kind of like a Doctor Who series, where the machine man's trying to take over. But it's almost in reverse. The machine man's trying to warn man against his insane rulers who want to live forever in the machine. So the machine's probably observing. There's some humans that don't want to become machines. And they're trying to warn you, you know. I really think their technology is more advanced than what they'll ever ever tell anybody. And you know, anytime there's technology, either God reveals it or the devil's going to reveal it. And if the devil reveals it to their, if God's revealing it to his saints, the devil can intercept it and give it to his minions, his demon-possessed people. And so, like, Tesla was hearing voices, you know. They say that Tesla was hearing, talking to demons. They call it extraterrestrials. But anyway, it looks to me like you got some rogue bio-engineered robots that are trying to warn people, but they're trying to shoot them down. And they got this thing, they got the Space Wars thing going on that nobody even knows about what's going on with that. It's wild stuff. It's really wild. I wouldn't be surprised if Trump wasn't running the Space Wars behind the scene. That's why he looks so cocky, like with everything that's going on. It's like he's got it all under control. That's what it looks like. He's not even worried. It's almost like they know that he's got a secret program going in the background, you know? That's what it looks like. It's like the two factions fighting against each other. And two super rich factions fighting against each other. That's what it looks like. And it's like two spiritual camps fighting each other. And they got spies in each camp, and they got to be careful. They got to be careful who gets in. And if you can think it, it's probably happening. If it's crossed your mind, it's probably happening. You might be working with some bio robots. You might be married to a bio robot.